We're back, and we're here with the candidates for House District 29, starting with the Democratic incumbent, Chris Tuck. Mr. Tuck, your opening statement, sir.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Chris Tuck. I'm running to continually actively representing District 29, the Diamond Business District. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, living in Tanana, Alaska, my first years in life, and then living in South Central Anchorage for basically the past 38 years. I grew up in the neighborhood that allowed me to go to Chinook Elementary School, Ocean View School, and then with the new building of Bayshore Elementary School, and eventually graduated from Diamond High. I did live in Diamond Estates for a while. I was the first trailer in Space 103, and I always knew that Alaska is where I was going to raise a family. I have an 18-year-old son named Devin who is graduated from West High last year, and I'm proud to say he is attending University of Alaska Fairbanks. Thank God for the riflery program up there, because he was captain of the riflery team this last year, and I was afraid that he wanted to go out of state. But a lot of people don't know, but UAF does have the top-ranking riflery team nationwide. And so, hard work, dedication, the will to succeed, these are the values that built and pioneered Alaska. And throughout my life, I have demonstrated these values, and I'd like to continue working for you down in Juneau.
Thank you, Representative Tuck. Now, his opponent, Mr. Warren. Chris Warren, welcome, sir.
Thank you. My name is Chris Warren. I'm running for House District 29. I grew up on a small farm in Idaho, and I've lived in Anchorage for the past 28 years. I worked for 35 years in the water and wastewater treatment industry. I started out as a treatment plant operator in Pocatello, Idaho, and when I retired 4 years ago, I was the treatment division manager here at AWWU. I've got many years of experience developing budgets and sticking to them. Now, additionally, my wife, Dawn Linton, is an owner of the Best Western Golden Lion Hotel, so I'm also familiar with running a small business and meeting a payroll. I believe this background will help me be an effective legislator in Juneau. I'm running for the State House because we need to make some big decisions in the next few years to ensure a bright future for Alaska. We need to bolster our oil and gas industry to make sure we keep the pipeline flowing, which provides billions of dollars to fund state government. We also need to develop a sustainable state operating budget to live within our means, and we need government to get out of the way of the private sector and encourage resource development and tourism to increase the number of good-paying jobs for all Alaskans. I'm Chris Warren. I'd sure appreciate your vote on November 2nd.
Thank you very much, Mr. Warren. Now we have an opportunity for candidate questions, and your question for Mr. Tuck.
Sure. Representative Tuck, you say you've worked hard to create good-paying jobs for Alaskans, and as I've said, I agree that should be a major focus for a legislator. So I'm curious how you explain the degrade that you receive from Alaska's business and industry groups, which represent the private sector employers who are struggling to provide those good-paying jobs.
Thank you for the question. You know, I don't know what it's going to take to get an A with that special interest group. I believe they're a Republican-backed group mostly. But I can tell you that I have introduced House Bill 407, which is making sure that Alaskans have the opportunity to have the high-paying jobs up on the North Slope. And what it would do is give tax credits to the oil industry for hiring Alaskans. I have worked on House Bill 280, which was I'm a co-sponsor on, and sitting on the Resources Committee, we are making sure that we are meeting the natural gas needs for Alaskans. It's going to create 200 jobs. I'm proud to say that we now have a third-party gas storage company that's going to provide 8 billion cubic feet of natural gas storage for us. Sitting on the Energy Committee, of course, we have the first energy policy for the state of Alaska. It's an aggressive policy. We plan on being 50% renewable by 2025. And with the energy rebate program, that's saving people utility bills. It's also putting people to work in construction and remodeling in people's homes.
Mr. Warren.
Yeah, well, the government must support and encourage the private sector, especially in the areas of tourism and resource development. You know, these industries are currently being hampered by excessive taxes, overly burdensome regulations, and nuisance lawsuits. There are many things the state could do to create a more business-friendly environment that will grow the private sector, which, after all, is where we want those good-paying jobs to be created. I try to avoid making promises, but I think I can safely promise that I'll get a lot better grade from our business community than a D.
Mr. Tuck, it's your opportunity to ask a question of your opponent.
Thank you. You know, one thing I want to point out is that in addition to serving the legislature, I serve in Alaska Process Industry Careers Consortium, and that is making sure that Alaskans have an opportunity for those high-paying jobs in North Slope. The highest-paying industry we have is oil and gas, mining, and the construction being third. And I also serve on the Board of Directors of Electrical Industry, making sure that we are getting Alaskans trained for those high-paying jobs. I have been very successful in creating those high-paying jobs and making sure the Alaskans are able to get trained first. But I would like to know, and then we also supported the tourism industry by reducing some of the head tax and making sure that we have the ability to, we're actually promoting Alaska through.
Is there a question?
Sorry about that. I'm just curious, the things that I have done in those steps, is there anything that you would have done differently?
Clearly there's a lot of work that the state can do. I'd look to certainly reduce the taxes on the oil and gas industry. I think that's going to be one of the first priorities for the legislature to address next year. The fact is that there is no exploration going on the North Slope anymore because we've taxed the oil industry to the extent that the oil profits are being taken elsewhere where they can get a better rate of return, and that's practically anywhere else on Earth. So that's one thing I'd worked on, or that's one thing I will work on next year in the legislature. In fact, that's probably the most important thing I'll be working on.
Your rebuttal, Representative Tuck.
Thank you. And we've done exactly that. We have brought in the tax credits closer to the wellheads to make sure that we can get oil down the pipeline. I supported the governor's idea in that. One of the things that we don't want to do is just give it away without a change of behavior from the oil industry. So we made sure that we made those changes. And I suspect the reason why I got a D is because I was protecting Alaska's interests first and making sure that if we're going to make steps in giving those tax incentives, that we have a change of behavior, and that change is getting more oil down the line. I am proud of the work that we've done in making that happen. And one of the other things we've done is in the Cook Inlet region, we have incentivized more natural gas exploration in addition to changing the regulation process to make sure that Alaska's needs are taken care of for our natural gas. So we don't have to worry about not having enough gas to heat our homes and be able to keep the lights on.
Okay, the host will now have a couple of questions, and we'll start with Representative Tuck. Are you in favor of or not in favor of the so-called bullet line?
I'm all in favor for Alaska, an all-Alaska gas line, but I fear that the bullet line is going to put the cost of natural gas too high for consumers and too high for Alaskans. We need to have some sort of anchor tenant or some sort of export component to be able to give gas to Alaskans. And it's not about bringing gas to Alaskans. It's about bringing cheap gas to Alaskans. And I see that as being the best way to do it. We just had an energy committee just had some hearings on taking coal to liquids. And then we also are looking at the military base as an anchor tenant and being able to take natural gas and turn that to liquids also.
Mr. Warren.
Same question?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm hoping for the big gas line. I know that we have two open season processes that have just recently closed. I'm sure that within a few months, we're going to find out the results of those processes. And with any luck at all, we're going to have a 48-inch gas line either down to the lower 48 or to Valdez. Assuming that happens, then we'll obviously be able to take gas off that pipeline to provide gas to South Central and the rest of the rail belt areas. But assuming that line doesn't happen, then I believe that we do have to seriously consider a bullet line from the North Slope down to South Central. That would certainly provide gas to the rail belt communities. It also expands just a world of opportunities in the petrochemical business. And of course, we already have a liquefied natural gas facility in Kenai, which could use some additional gas for further exports. So I think there are certainly some opportunities with the bullet line.
Okay. I'll start with you this time, Mr. Warren. Education is a huge component of the state budget. Can you tell us, are we getting our money's worth for the huge amount of money we put into education?
Well, yeah, it is. It's obviously a big component. It's probably about a fourth of the state's operating budget. Depending on where you come from, you probably are getting your money's worth. I think if you're here in Anchorage, I know I've had two kids that went to school in the Anchorage School District, and I've got a grandson that's going there now, and I think they've did quite well. I think that I think more money is probably not the answer. We're already probably the most expensive state in the nation for primary education, so I don't think that's the answer. I have talked to a lot of teachers, though, as I've gone around the district, and I think if you were to start asking teachers how we could revise the way school is taught in the state, you'd probably get some very good input. That would be my recommendation to the legislature, that they start asking teachers for some good advice on how to set up the education system in the state.
Representative Tuck.
Thank you. You know, we have two cases right now, Moore versus State and Casilli versus the state. And the courts have said that it's not just throwing money at our education system. We need to provide an adequate education system. And a lot of that is through programs. And I'm proud that of my bill, my pre-K bill, which is a parents as teachers bill. It's a bill to be able to provide tools and educate parents on how they can be involved more in their education process of their children from 0 to 5 years of age. And that's the foundations for a good education system, is making sure that kids are entering into elementary school prepared. And this is one of the conditions that the Moore versus State would like to see is more pre-K opportunities for all of Alaska.
Okay, we have time for an extra question. Representative Tuck, is there a fiscal plan in our future or no?
No, there hasn't been a fiscal plan for our future. You know, one of the things that we need to do is not just stop spending, but we need to make sure that we are able to spend money where it counts. And we need to start investing. And one of the things that I think that we need to do is start investing into more science and technology in our schools, and to fully fund the science and technology facility, UAA, and go one step further with the Materials Development and Prototype Institute. We are we need to prepare, because if we don't start investing in new industries right now, we can't rely on the oil industry for everything. And I propose that we turn Point McKenzie into the future industrial park, manufacturing physical goods here rather than shipping off all of our natural resources off to the rest of the world and then buying it back.
Mr. Warren.
That's a good question. I think that a lot of that leadership has to come from the governor's office. I would certainly, as a legislator, work with the governor and the rest of the legislature to put together a fiscal program. But again, this, Alaska is a resource state, and if we're going to have a long-term fiscal economy, we're going to have to develop these resources. We have to get access to the resources. Every time the federal government roadblocks us, we need to aggressively fight the government and get access to, for instance, the NPRA. We've been stopped, even though there's 9 billion barrels of proven oil in NPRA. We cannot get access to it because the federal government has prohibited the oil company from building a bridge across the river. These are some of the simple things that the state needs to fight vigorously against the federal government so we can continue to sustain the state's economy.
Let's go to our closing statements. And first, Representative Chris Tuck.
Thank you. I have two full-time jobs, serving you and working construction. When I go to a job site, I study the prints, roll up my sleeves, and get the job done, brick by brick, step by step. As your representative, I do the same thing in the State House. Blueprints come from a vision. The vision I have is creating Alaska a place where ideas and innovation flourish, education is the highest quality, and as a result of that, the economy thrives and jobs are rewarding. More jobs, higher wages. This is what I've worked on. This is why you sent me to Juneau, and this is where I've been successful. And this is what I will continue doing for you. I need your help, and I need your vote. Let's keep the vision going. And when you vote, please vote for me, Chris Tuck.
Mr. Warren, your closing statement, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks to KAKM for hosting this event, and thanks to all of you out there for listening. I love Alaska. I love its people and all that it has to offer. You know, I've been out walking through the district since February, and I've really enjoyed meeting the voters and listening to all of your concerns. As your legislator, I'll be working on local street and drainage improvements, as well as a few areas where we need some pedestrian and bicycle safety improvements. If you'll allow me the honor of serving in the state legislature, my goals are going to be more resource development, more tourism, more good-paying jobs for Alaskans, and a sustainable state operating budget. If we can focus on these principles, Alaska's future will remain bright, and will ensure long-term prosperity for all Alaskans. I'm Chris Warren, Check out my website at www.chriswarren.com. And oh, by the way, that's Chris with a K. If you like what I've said tonight, I'd sure appreciate your vote on November 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And